This is the closing market report for Thursday afternoon. Matt Bennett of TGM, that's Total Grain Marketing out of Windsor, Illinois, is now on the phone line with us. Hi, Matt. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm doing very well. What the folks in your area think about the break in the market?
Well, I think most guys are kind of looking at this right now as maybe it's just a little bit volatile here, and they're worried, you know, about maybe some topping action in here. And so we're seeing several guys that are saying, you know, we've had a couple chances at 460 corn and for cash, and they're moving more bushels all the time. And I think guys have been pretty good about letting go of some bushels.
Are you at that 460 level still?
Well, yeah, my bid right now currently is 460. You know, we're around 25 under right now, which is, you know, we've slid about a nickel in the last 2 weeks. But, you know, you got to remember there's a lot of grain that's been delivered with the weather getting better. And most elevators, as far as out here in the country, are still, you know, doing everything they can just to get a little bit of room for guys to haul corn in. So out here, the thing's pretty much full.
Yeah, I guess so. Have they complained about the 25 under? Because it's been a long time since they've seen that big a number.
Well, there's a few guys that maybe haven't been necessarily happy about it, but on the other hand, I think they understand that they've also had a chance to get this huge rally.
Right.
And anytime you get this big of a rally, I think they're understanding that they're in a situation that they're going to probably lose some basis.
And what do you think about soybeans?
Well, I think with the bean market, you know, I haven't been bullish beans for a long time, and I can, you know, and I'm still in the same boat. I think we've obviously seen them get hit a little bit here this week, and I don't find that as a surprise in any way, shape, or form, considering how overbought we've been in this bean market for so long. And you know, we do know that South American beans are a little bit cheaper than what ours are. I know they've got a lot of logistical issues, but bottom line is, you know, moving forward, we probably won't export as many beans as what we've been exporting. That's the way it usually goes.
About halfway through the month of March, not quite that far just yet, but we'll get to those end of the month acreage reports and grain stocks numbers pretty quickly. Got some ideas about the acreage and what?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. You know, I think this thing's kind of moved back and forth. Obviously, we've seen big rallies really for both markets, both corn and beans, and I think, you know, we're still looking at that, 2.45 or so to one. And so in that situation, I think that beans are probably going to win out in a lot of areas, especially given the, you know, just the economic climate on the farm. I think a lot of guys are in a situation where they might want to have a little bit more beans in their rotation, especially as good as what maybe they've yielded here these last couple of years. So I'm going to be looking at, you know, still like a 93.5 maybe on corn, and on beans, I'm going to say 80 plus for the first time ever. I don't know exactly where, but I'm going to go 80, 80.5.
And will most of those come on the fringe areas, the extra bean acres, or will we see much of a switch in the primaries?
Well, I think you're going to see some switch in the primary areas, but I do think the fringe areas, you're definitely going to see a decent amount of switch. And I think, you know, getting this huge rally in the bean market to where you can get, you know, fall beans back up to that 1150 level, it's been something the guys are considering.
And your bids?
Yeah, cash corn 460, fall 454, cash beans 1373, fall 1143.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Matt Bennett of TGM out of Windsor, Illinois, back in a couple of minutes with today's Ag Weather Forecast.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.